Talk number 24, 4th February, 1935. Mrs. Piggott said, "Why do you take milk but not eggs?" Maharshi, "The domesticated cow yields more milk than necessary for their calves, and they find it a pleasure to be relieved of the milk." Devotee, "But the hen cannot contain the eggs." Maharshi, "But there are potential lives in them." Devotee, "Thoughts cease suddenly. Then I rises up as suddenly and continues. It is only in the feeling and not in the intellect. Can it be right?" Maharshi, "It is certainly right. Thoughts must cease and reason disappear for I to rise up and be felt. Feeling is the prime factor and not reason. Moreover, it is not in the head but in the right side of the chest." Maharshi, "It ought to be so because the heart is there." Devotee, "When I see outside, it disappears. What is to be done?" Maharshi, "It must be held tight." Devotee, "If one is active with such remembrance, will the actions be always right?" Maharshi, "They ought to be. However, such a person is not concerned with the right or wrong of his actions. Such a person's actions are God's, and therefore they must be right." Devotee, "Why then the restrictions of food given for such?" Maharshi, "Your present experience is due to the influence of the atmosphere you are in. Can you have it outside this atmosphere? The experience is spasmodic. Until it becomes permanent, practice is necessary. Restrictions of food are aids for such experience to be repeated. After one gets established in truth, the restrictions drop away naturally. Moreover, food influences the mind, and it must be kept pure." The lady told a disciple later, quote, "I feel the vibrations from him more intensely, and I am able to reach the eye center more readily than before." Unquote.